pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Chin tucks slightly. Back of the neck is straight. Shoulders pull back and down just a bit. The chest is up and out just a bit. The hips roll forward just a tiny bit. All that does is let the belly rise and fall more naturally. Okay, so this is the posture. Okay, so go ahead and take one really, really deep breath. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Extend the length of the exhale. And now once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Extending out the length of the exhale. And now once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. Extending out the exhale. Okay. Now we're going to, before we start with the perfect nurturers, we're going to bring up an easy to love object, a beloved. And we're going to give love to this beloved. This helps us kind of slip more easily into the perfect nurturer's meditation. So, okay, bring to mind an easy to love object. This will probably be a child or a pet. And if it's a child below the age of 5, so easy to love, uncomplicated object. Now see your beloved before you. And now actually smile. Like physically smile with your face. And now feel that smile reverberate in the body. And now the beloved also smiles and feels the smile in their body. You are so happy to see them, and they are so happy to see you. You can see their eyes, and their eyes actually dilate. Your eyes dilate. Both so happy to be with each other. And now notice how the beloved feels totally safe and protected with you. Really notice that now. The beloved feels so secure in the attachment relationship. And now notice how that has an impact on the beloved. Feeling secure and safe and protected. This helps the beloved calm down. The shoulders drop a bit. And then the beloved just really knows kind of where they stand with you. So secure, so safe. I really feel into that. Now, imagine that the beloved gets upset. So how the beloved bring up some sort of suffering. Maybe they're upset about something. And now you lean in, tilt the head, and say, oh, what's happening? What's wrong? How can I help? What's the problem? And now physically soothe the beloved in a way that works for the beloved. Now bring up this attitude of, how can I help? What's wrong? What can I do? And now this, don't have a posture of anxiety about that, but ask that question from a place of security and strength, knowing that you'll help the beloved. And now once again, kind of lean in, tilt the head, say, oh, it looks like you're experiencing such and such. Looks like you're upset about such and such. And now the beloved feels totally seen and known, totally supported. And now there's an actual sensation in the head, in the brain, in the body. What's it like for the beloved to be seen and known? Feel into that. Okay. And now, again, physically soothe the beloved in a way that is just right for the beloved. See yourself doing that. And now see how this experience of being seen and known, being accompanied, being soothed, being attended to in a way that's calibrated, really helping the beloved start to feel better. And now this is also a shared experience. So there's a sense of belonging and connection that's also reinforced. Now feel into that. That's right. Keep going. And now the beloved is really starting to come out of this suffering, given all of this good care that they've received. And now see how that just fills you with delight. You're so happy that they're starting to feel better. Now really feel into that delight. And see how they're also filled with delight, filled with happiness. And now this delight is a shared experience. There's also the sense of having gone through this together, and this reinforces a sense of belonging. Okay, good. Now, we're going to move to a slightly different phase. So now, you, as a child, age of 5 or less, take the posture or take the place of the beloved. And now imagine perfect nurturers that take your place, the place that you had occupied. So now perfect nurturers come in and fill in the adult role. So there you are with your perfect nurturers. So just imagine them for a moment. They shouldn't be based on anybody you know or on your actual parents. Rather, base them on, like, you know, a movie star or a deity, somebody that you can kind of make perfect in every regard. See if you can imagine them for just a moment. Okay, good. And now, have them show a very sweet and trustworthy interest in you. So the perfect nurturers, and this can be, you can have one, two, or multiple perfect nurturers. They're just so sweetly interested in you. You are their child. And they're just so happy to be with you. Go ahead and develop that scene. See this sweet interest that they have in you. But more importantly, feel it. What is that like? Notice how they're so happy to be with you. They also kind of lean in, tilt the head, and they're just so curious. So sweetly curious about you. Like, oh, what's happening? How are you? And now, notice how you feel totally safe. You feel totally safe with your perfect nurturers. Notice that now. Develop that scene. Notice how the body relaxes, the mind settles. And now see in the scene in a way that's compelling and clear to you, I am safe. I am safe with my perfect nurturers. Develop that scene now. And again, notice how the body relaxes and the mind settles. Really take that in. And now, also, you kind of notice how they're so interested in you. They lean in, tilt the head. That they're just so sweetly interested.
They might say, "Oh, what's on your mind? Looks like this is coming up." And they guess in a way that's quite accurate. Then now feel into what it's like that they're interested in you, that they attune to you. This feels really good. Feel that in the body and in the mind. Okay. And now bring up some sort of upset. Bring up some source of suffering. Ahead and find something that is upsetting to you. Okay. So now they see that upset. They lean in and tilt the head and say, "Oh, you're upset about so and so." Like, yeah, of course this is upsetting. Anybody would be upset. And now notice very clearly how you are seen and known in your upset. It's like, "Oh, yeah, you're upset about this." Take a minute with that. Now see, you can actually see in their eyes that you are seen and known. Now see that very clearly. And now that has an impact on the body and the mind. Now you feel into that. You're just so attentive. And of course, they see this suffering, so they move in to soothe you in a way that is perfectly calibrated to your needs right now. So go ahead and have them physically soothe you in just the right way. Maybe they hold the hand, maybe they kind of hold you by the shoulders, maybe they pick you up and rock you. Develop the scene in such a way that your needs are met. Go ahead and do that now. And now, what's that like to be physically soothed and attuned with? Feel that in the body. And now, give voice to whatever is most unfinished about this suffering for you. So, kind of explain it. Give voice to what is unsettled, unfinished. You can do that out loud or silently. Now the perfect nurturers lean in, tilt the head. They really get it. And now keep giving voice to what is most unfinished and unsettled. Keep giving voice to that. See how they really get it. Anybody else would feel the same way. There's nothing wrong with you for having had these experiences and for feeling the way that you do, for seeing it the way that you see it. and really feel into how you are understood, seen, and known. Really feel into that now. And now the perfect nurturers tell you the thing that you really need to hear to feel better. They tell that to you now. Really feel into that. And they're sorry that you went through all of this, but it's all over. And you're with them now. Now really take that in. And now also notice this confidence that they have in you. You are going to move through this beautifully. But there's no sense of rushing you or denying any of your suffering. But at the same time, they do know you're going to move through this just fine. So go ahead and really take that in. And of course, it's upsetting. Notice how sweetly patient they are, interested. Notice how they really want to help. That's right. Okay. Now what we're going to do is something a little bit different. So now, and to be clear, you're going to do this silently. You're not going to be saying any of this out loud or anything like that. But go ahead and bring up something about yourself that you're ashamed of, something you don't like about yourself. So go ahead and bring that up. We're going to have an emotionally corrective experience around this. Find the thing that you're kind of ashamed of. And now the perfect nurturers see that. And now notice how their love and support for you is totally unaffected by this thing that you're ashamed of. The way that they view you is just the same. Now really take that in. They see this thing that you're ashamed of. And this has in no way would they even consider rejecting you or abandoning you for this. Now really take that in. See how they're equally just as attentive as always. It's totally okay. Maybe you made some mistakes. It's not that big a deal. And now see how nothing changes for them. They're still just totally receptive, totally open, totally responsive to you. Now really take that in. What does it feel like to receive unconditional love? They lean in, tilt the head. They say, oh, how can we help? And, you know, surely there's a little bit of unresolved suffering around this for you. And so they attune to that. They physically comfort you. They're just so attentive. Now, what's that like? Really notice what that's like. Okay. And again, notice how no matter what, they're attentive, no matter what, they're kind of open and receptive to you. Really see that. Okay, good. Now make a deep impression of this. And now start coming out of this suffering and upset. Notice how you're coming out of this, you're starting to feel better, is a shared experience. That this creates kind of an entrainment, a synchronization of mental and physical states between you and the perfect nurturer. This reinforces a sense of belonging. You, along with your perfect nurturers, are a little family. Now feel into that. Okay, good. Now we'll come to the end here just in a minute. But before we do, go ahead and see the positive impacts of these experiences that you've had with the perfect nurturers now on your real adult life going forward. So first, visualize yourself moving through life and then connecting with others with tremendous ease and fluency. See how you understand others, you attune to them and their mental states with great ease. And that, of course, they attune to you. They convey the sense of understanding you. And others delight in you. Go ahead and see that in the scene. And again, here, this is in your real adult life going forward. And of course, you delight in others. Now feel into that. What's it like to have relationships in which you delight in others and others delight in you? Develop that scene. Also notice how you have a sense of agency with others, that you have the desired impact on others. Like see yourself explaining something maybe to someone else and how they understand. See yourself making a request and the other person obliges the request. See that clearly now. See see how others have a very clear, positive impression of you. And now see how all of this informs you as to your sense of a social self. Really feel into that. Okay. And now turn the mind towards your exploration and towards going after what it is that you're interested in life. So see yourself doing one of your personal explorations, going after what it is that you want. Go ahead and see that now. And see how you have the desired impact on the world. Develop that scene with a fair amount of detail. You really have a sense of agency. It's very clear. You can go after what you want. You know what you want. You're able to come up with a plan and you're able to execute that plan. And also, you have all this social support. Really feel into that and see yourself executing your plan around your explorations. Now really feel good about this. Notice how oriented you are. Notice how you are clear about what you want. Now make a deep impression of this. And now see how this experience informs you as to your sense of agency and sense of self-directedness. You know what it is that you want in life, and you are able to go and get it. Notice that now. And now seeing this, recognizing this, this has an impact on the body and the mind. Notice how you sit up straight, you hold the head high, and you feel good about yourself. Now really feel into that. Okay, and now make a deep impression of that. Now I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.